I have come to the conclusion that much can be learned about music by devoting oneself to the mushroom. For this purpose, I have recently moved to the country. Much of my time is spent poring over Lel Companions on Fungi. These I obtain at half price in secondhand bookshops, which latter are in some rare cases next door to shops selling dog-eared sheets of music. Such an occurrence being greeted by me as irrefutable evidence that I am on the right track. More important is to determine what are the problems confronting the contemporary mushroom. To begin with, I propose that it should be determined which sounds further the growth of which mushrooms, whether these latter indeed make sounds of their own, whether the gills of certain mushrooms are employed by appropriately small winged insects for the production of pizzicati, and the tubes of the boletti by minute burrowing ones as wind instruments, whether the spores, which in size and shape are extraordinarily various, and in number countless, do not on dropping to the earth produce gamelan-like sonorities, and finally, whether all this enterprising activity, which I suspect delicately exists, could not, through technological means, be brought, amplified, and magnified into our theaters with the net result of making our entertainments more interesting. In the space that remains, I would like to emphasize that I am not interested in the relationships between sounds and mushrooms any more than I am in those between sounds and other sounds. These would involve an introduction of logic that is not only out of place in the world, but time-consuming. We exist in a situation demanding greater earnestness, as I can testify. Since recently I was hospitalized after having cooked and eaten experimentally some Spathema fetida, commonly known as skunk cabbage. My blood pressure went down to 50, stomach was pumped, etc. It behooves us, therefore, to see each thing directly as it is, be it the sound of a tin whistle or the elegant Lepioid Procera. Thank you.